Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers sweep both Middle Tennessee and the Citadel on Sundays. Both, as a matter of fact, shutouts for the Tigers. And now Auburn gets ready for the Blue Gray National Tennis Classic in Montgomery. Joined by Auburn head coach Bobby Reynolds. Thoughts about your Sunday matches, coach, at the Yarbrough Tennis Center?
Yeah, I'm pleased. Sitting here this morning, you know, with how we played yesterday. The biggest, you know, the change was the doubles lineup. We mixed up our number twos and number threes, and honestly, all three of them came out, as I kind of coached from the meeting on the beginning, was, hey, man, we got to come out and we got to play the most intense tennis we can for 15 to 20 minutes. And if we can do that and we can set that precedent from the beginning, it'll carry over also into the singles. And we saw that last year when we played MTSU at the Blue Gray, right? It was the exact same kind of blueprint that we come out, we kind of punch them in the face, and then it tails into the singles. And, you know, like I said, I'm happy to be here on Monday morning, and we did that. And then, you know, you see how it played out in the singles, you know, with Finn at number three and then Billy at number five. And then that allowed us to be 3-0 on the scoreboard with four matches still on the court.
What did it mean for Tyler Stice to get the win yesterday against Leo Raquin after dropping the first set, coach?
You know, it was basically, he was playing his carbon copy. You know, their matchups are almost identical in the way that they play. Other than the fact that I think Tyler can play a little bit better on the offensive side, right? And you saw him, you know, come into the net quite often. And that's not, you know, he's very successful when he does that, but that's not his number one game plan, right? Most of the time, he's the guy that's, you know, making his opponents give errors. You know, he's the one that's going from defense to offense when a guy approaches on the wrong ball. But you saw Tyler kind of over this last year, knowing that it's something he needs to implement in his game, is being a little bit more aggressive when that opportunity presents itself. And every time I looked down, you know, from 3-4 courts away, you know, I was seeing Tyler being the one to be offensive, being aggressive, coming in and finishing balls at the net. And he had chances to win that first set. You know, but again, you know, some errors here and there, but he stuck with his game plan. And then you see with the score line, you know, when you stick with the game plan and you're having success, it might not come at the beginning of the match, but if you stick with it all the way through, again, you're going to be more successful in the long run. And that's what he was able to do in that second and third set.
Blue Gray a year ago was a big point of the season. Auburn won the Blue Gray for the first time, I believe, well, in a long, long time, as a matter of fact, for the Tiger. What did that mean a year ago to win the Blue Gray?
Well, it was always something that was on our list, right? I mean, we've been playing it, 70, 80 years, I think, if you go back, you know, obviously, you know, since my time here, 7 years, we haven't had the best of success at Blue Gray, you know, and obviously so many fans that come out to watch, and It's a tough 2 days, right? You're playing an entire dual match in the morning, then you start the doubles of a next dual match, then you come back the next day and you play the singles of that previous match. And now all of a sudden you got to play a full dual match again Saturday afternoon. So it's a lot of tennis with great teams and great matches. That again, it's the ones that's the toughest, you know, ends up coming out in the end. So for us last year, that was monumental for our program, and it just catapulted us obviously up in the rankings and just who we were as a team and a culture. So, you know, we're going back obviously with different terms now, right? Now we kind of have the target on our back, being the winner from last year. But it has to be that same mindset of approaching every single time that we step out on the court that we're ready to compete. We're not just going to go in and kind of see how things go and then go from there. We need to go out when the first ball is being played and go full steam ahead.
By the way, that was Auburn's first win at Blue Gray since 1984. So it's before any of us were here. Talk about the field of Blue Gray this year, if you would, coach.
You got a bunch of returning teams that we've seen a lot of, right? So it's Alabama, Michigan State, us, MTSU, Rice, Boise State, Old Dominion, and Princeton. So, you know, just based off kind of what I'm looking at, some of the results so far this spring, you got probably, you know, two or three or four of us that are in the top 25. And then you have the rest of the four that are probably between 25 and 50 or 60. So really, really tough, strong, you know, a field this year that it doesn't matter where you're seated, you're going to have three tough matches. So we got to be ready to go. You know, we got to be ready to go from that first point in the doubles, regardless of who we're playing, and use some of, again, the success from last year and the good feelings and the good surroundings that we have come to know, and go out there and play just free, loose tennis. And that's what we did this weekend. And that's why we got to keep building on that foundation.
This is a pretty unique format, isn't it? I mean, the way that the city of Montgomery hosts this on not just the men's and the women's side, the teams that come back year after year, the families that, that play as hosts, it's pretty unique in the middle of a tennis season for you.
It is, you know, they do. Montgomery does an unbelievable job of hosting and putting on this event from, as you said, many, many years. But yes, you see the same teams because, you know, they build that relationship with the families. They love coming back, right? And our guys actually love this tournament. You know, as crazy it is, and you're it's a rat race as far as, you know, picking guys up from housing, trying to get them food, getting out there for that first match, getting them food before their second match, you know, going to dinner, then coming back and doing it all again the next day. You know, I feel a lot of times more like a bus driver, but the guys, you know, they love the families that they stay with. It's familiar faces, it's familiar surroundings. And that's what makes it so special. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, it's unfortunate. I think this is going to be the last year that we'll have it in the spring, just with the expanded SEC conference schedule starting next year in 2025. So, you know, but they're still looking to keep that same model and possibly move it to a fall tournament, which, again, you know, would be great for us here in Auburn. And I know it will attract a lot of great teams to come and be a part of that in the fall.
Well, be safe this week as the bus driver, all right? We wish you all the best. Yeah. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week at Auburn Men's Tennis.